Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide. And that includes all the people, all the clients, all the friends, all the admirers of our special guest today, Dr. Cindy Collins.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show today, folks. A very special show, a show that could save your life. Today, it's called Heart and Soul. February is designated as American Heart Month to bring attention and awareness to the prevalence and severity of heart disease in the United States. Did you know that nearly a quarter of deaths in the U.S. are caused by heart disease? While that statistic is staggering, the good news is that heart disease is often preventable. We can all take simple steps to reduce our risk, like making physical activity part of our daily routine and eliminating foods that are unhealthy. Healthy choices coupled with regular checkups to manage existing conditions can significantly reduce, if not eliminate, your risk of heart disease. Today, Dr. Cynthia Collins motivates you to use your heart and soul to lead a healthier life. As a coach, I say add your mind to the mix. What you think about, you bring about. Include your mind, body, and spirit, mental, physical, and emotional resources to have a happy and healthy heart. Welcome to the show, Dr. Collins. I don't just want a healthy heart, I want a happy heart.
Oh, absolutely. Good morning, and thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And I like that you said that, because the reason we're calling this today heart and soul is because there's a lot more to just having a physiologically healthy heart. And I think some of our listeners might be surprised to hear what some of the data is showing us on the other things about our personality and about our life that can affect our heart. As you said, you know, heart disease and strokes, they're the leading cause of death right now worldwide. And it's really scary to think about it, the number of deaths that are caused by heart disease, even though it doesn't always get the attention it needs. But the good news, like you mentioned, is that about 80%, scientists are estimating about 80% of these deaths are actually preventable. So that's the best news. That's a really, really high number when it comes to prevention. So, and there's so many different angles that we can take in prevention. I don't know if everyone's aware, but February is American Heart Month. So in our country, it is the month that we devote to prevention and awareness about heart disease. And even though the numbers are high worldwide, and the first Friday of every February is called Go Red Day. So if you look into the news, you might have already seen there were all kinds of parades and shows and models and everybody wearing red and really trying to get out the awareness that heart disease is the number one killer for women. So that's really what started the Go Red Day, is to bring awareness to heart disease with women. Were you aware that there was such a difference between heart disease and its incidence in men versus women?
No, I wasn't aware of it. I'm sure there's going to be so many more things you're going to share today, Dr. Collins, that I wasn't aware of as well. And that's why I'm so looking forward to this show.
Okay, well, with Go Red Day, you know, up until really the 50s, a lot of our research for medications and all medicines, but especially those dealing with heart disease, were done only on men. So they felt like women because of their hormones and because we had estrogen always going in there and, you know, really muddying the water, that all the studies should be done on men instead. And it wasn't until after that they realized there's a completely different incidence of heart disease in women, and we really need to study both genders. So now the Go Red Day has accomplished a lot of things. They estimate that about 90% of women have made at least one health change due to the Go Red Day. And about a third of those that they survey do lose some weight. Greater than half of the women they survey since they started Go Red Day have increased their exercise and also changed their diets. So in the past 10 years, we've even seen heart disease in women, or actually the death from heart disease, decrease by more than a third. So men and women both are at risk for heart disease. I think most people feel like men have a greater risk, and they actually do. By age 50, men, their risk is a little higher, and it has a lot to do with their weight and a lot to do with their genetics. But women also have a very significant increase by age 50 as well, and it has a lot to do, again, with their genetics, with their hypertension, which is high blood pressure, with what they're eating, so many other factors. So we'll cover diet today, we'll cover exercise. Then I want to also cover some of our social interaction, which has to do with loneliness and isolation and even our relationships and personality. So because there's so many different factors that have to do with going into heart disease, I'd like to make sure we cover all four of those. Maybe we should do nutrition first, because that's the one that's probably the most straightforward. And I think I'll first list just a few foods that you really should eat. We're always talking about what you should stay away from, but I want to emphasize today what you should be eating. The studies are showing that plant foods or a plant-based diet is very preventable for heart disease. So what would you be eating? Well, a lot of whole grains, and including nuts and seeds and beans for your protein, and also avocados and legumes. So those are foods that are good to put into the diet, including more of those and less of the red meat or even white meats, which means poultry, and it would be much better in preventing for heart disease. Increasing your fruits and vegetables, but no added sugar. You really need to take out the added sugar, but also increasing fish. So you actually want oily fish, or the fish where you can see the visible fat on it, which will look like a white layer, like wild salmon has that. Mackerel is another good option for fish, and also snapper is another really good option. And then also increasing your fermented foods. There's a very interesting link that's now being discovered between your gut health, which means the bacteria in your gut, and your heart disease. And when you eat fermented foods like yogurt or kimchi, those are fermented foods, you're increasing the healthy bacteria in your GI tract, and then including healthy fats like olive oil and coconut oil. So that's your good category, and it definitely means you need to have a lot of plant-based foods. Those are very anti-inflammatory, and they have the right phytochemicals to prevent heart disease, like omega-3 fatty acids. So what should you be avoiding? You want
to limit your sugar. Cindy,
yes.
Before you go on, you mentioned the oil. I think some oils are good for you, some are not. So could you say that again, which are the ones you recommend and which stay away from on the oil?
Plant-based oils are always best for you, and you're looking, for example, at olive oil, which is a plant-based oil, and less of the saturated oil.
That's my favorite. I get the naturally organic olive oil.
Okay, that's good. And if you get the extra virgin olive oil.
Extra virgin, that's it.
Okay, and it's a cleaner oil. It's easier to have good flavors in your food with that oil. For example, stay away from corn oil. You know, you want to stay away from some of those oils that are much higher in the saturated fats.
I'm glad at least I got the right oil in my closet.
That's good. You're not using, of course, no Crisco. I know some people are still using Crisco and some of these highly saturated oils. It's not a good idea. You have to be very careful of the heating temperature, though. For example, if you shouldn't really be doing a lot of deep frying or heavy frying anyway, but you wouldn't want to use an olive oil with really high heat. You can use it in a saute, but not much higher than that on the heat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the reason why, you know, I think it's important to at least know a little more about why are we so concerned about how high we heat our oils. You can actually produce more trans fats, which is a form of fat that promotes heart disease. So it is really important to look at your cooking and your heating instructions with the different oils that you use. That can easily be found on the Internet. The American Heart Association has a really good website that has very good information. WebMD is another good resource for that. So I'm excited to see that awareness is actually changing behavior. The fact that we have Go Red Day, and with all those changes now, you know, when they do the surveys, I think it's fantastic. That's why I love so much that you make these radio shows available so that people will have information that they need and maybe get some resources on where to get more information. So foods to avoid. You know, you probably thought I was going to start out with fat, but I'm first going to start out with sugar. Simple sugars are very pro-inflammatory, so we're recognizing more and more in the surgery that the inflammation within arteries is where you're having your greatest cause of heart disease. So heart disease involves not just the heart, which is the muscle, of course, but also the vessels that are feeding the heart and the rest of the body. So it really is a cardiovascular disease, and you want to avoid simple sugars like soft drinks and cookies and candies and even your fruit juices you should be diluting so that you're not getting such a high level of glucose rise or sugar in your arteries, you know, right after eating. Refined carbohydrates like the white bagels, white bread, white pasta, be really careful about the amount of those that are in your diet. You really should have more complex carbs. like wild rice or brown rice, even a whole wheat pasta. And I've mentioned before to this audience that there are pastas now that are higher in protein, made from lentils, made from chickpeas, and things like that. So you can have pasta that actually has more protein and less of the refined sugar or refined starch in it. And then when it comes to meats, the real no-no are these processed meats, like what's on the wall, you know, salami and bologna and hot dogs, ham, things like that. They're definitely in the so-called bad category when it comes to heart disease.
Wow. Processed, how do we know when something's processed? People that are not so in tune with the labels and what things mean. Salami, you just said, is processed. Is it things that they keep to preserve it go under that category as well with the preservatives?
Great question. Yes, you know, we use that word process all the time. It could have meant that you were just like pulverizing it, you know, like making a flour or something like that. But process in this case means that you're preserving the food, so you're adding things like nitrates and nitrites. So the first thing to do is look on a label and look for the word nitrate or nitrite. They have to have it on the label as being added, and that would be the first no-no that I would look for. Typically, your lunch meats, for example, that are on the wall in the grocery store, that are in a tight packaging versus those that are at the deli, are your real culprits. So the better meats, better cuts, the less processed meat, especially a deli meat, is at the deli itself where they're cutting it off, you know, the large part of the animal, for example, they're cutting it for you right there. That really is the least processed.
So it takes a tremendous amount of awareness and focus to do the right thing until you reach the point where it comes naturally.
I like that comment because, you know what, it takes preparation too. So when I'm working with somebody and they're trying to reduce their risk of heart disease and we're just looking at the diet, I never just hand them a complete new way of eating. Honestly, I just don't do that anymore. I look at how they already eat, and we want to see the foods they're used to eating, they're used to purchasing, they can afford them, it's what they like, and we make one, two, or three changes at a time and then go on for a few weeks making more and more changes. This is what I would suggest people do. Just make one or two changes and eventually get used to those changes rather than starting from scratch. Just start introducing more plant-based recipes, for example, like recipes that use beans or recipes that have more vegetable rather than the meat. Even if you make a stew or a soup, put less of the meat in and put more of the beans and veggies in. And you'll get used to it once you start making one or two changes at a time, working with the way that you typically eat, but making some very pointed changes. Putting in more plant-based, taking out some of the saturated fat-based. And sugar, that's one thing that you really, you know, we start getting used to a high level of sugar. Everyone is saying to me, and I agree, the more you eat, the more you want when it comes to sugar. So if you one by one, one day by one, one item by the next, start pulling sugar out of your diet, you'll get used to it, and you won't crave the sugar anymore. You'll see how easy it is to have a diet without a lot of sugar in it. But I would start one day at a time. So it's a lot easier.
The problem with sugar, the obvious is your candy, your ice cream, your chocolates, all of that. But sugar isn't just about everything we like. And a lot of times we don't even think of it as being in the product, sugar as being in bread, in pasta. We don't equate it that way. When I say we, the uninformed people like myself, think of it with the obvious product, not with the not-so-obvious product.
Yes, I think all of us are really in the same boat because, first of all, you would have to read labels to know that. So certain foods, you know, you really need to go ahead, look at the ingredient label. If the word sugar is one of the first five ingredients that's listed, you want to think twice about the food you're buying because that shows you that it's higher. The first few ingredients listed are the items that are highest in volume in that item, in the food that you're buying. So if you see sugar in the first five ingredients, stop and look at the food and, you know, question whether you want that product, that brand, or you even want to include that in your diet. The other thing is, you know, we're throwing around the term sugar, and we really should be saying carbohydrate. All carbohydrates, whether it's a potato, rice, piece of bread, anything like that, they all eventually become blood sugar. That's why we're calling them sugar, because they're digested down and they raise your blood sugar. So if they have fiber in them, like a brown rice or a whole grain pasta, you actually don't get such a rush of blood sugar. That's why they're better for you. And then the amount matters. You know, I'm only 5'4", so I can't really healthily sit down and eat 2 cups worth of potato. But I could have a half a cup to a cup, and my blood sugar is going to rise that much. So it has a lot to do with the amounts as well.
Well, Cindy, Dr. Cindy, what is the way that people can be more alert? You gave some suggestions of sugars mentioned early on, but how else can people know there's a red flag with food that they like and not realize how bad it is for them?
I think the most important thing to do is start informing yourself by reading labels. Go to some very easy websites, like I've mentioned, American Heart Disease, WebMD, even the National Association for Dietitians, which I am a registered dietitian. They have a lot of very user-friendly information on their website, which is www.eatright.com. All run together, EATRIGHT, eatright.org. Or ask also at that website who your local dietitian is. There are a lot of dietitians in private practice that you could sit down with 1, 2, 3 sessions and just refine your diet, make your diet that much more healthy, especially if you know you have heart disease in your family. You really should take a look at your diet. It'd be worth it to see a dietitian once or twice just to make sure that what you're eating is correctly, because the things that come so quickly to us, you know, might be new to you as a client. It might not be something you would have thought of, and you can learn how to read labels, learn what to look for.
Who is this person on our show today that has all this knowledge? For the patient and family, Dr. Cindy Collins, PhD, that's in health psychology, RD, that's a registered dietitian, CSO, that's board certified in oncology, LD/N, state licensed for nutrition. She has over 30 years experience in the hospice, nutrition, psychology, and education fields. Her expertise is expansive, with years of medical experience in acute, chronic, and terminal illness. Dr. Collins has also focused on wellness, grief, and relationship issues. She worked with patients. Besides the patients, she worked with their caretakers, friends, and family as well. And she says there is a difference between fad and popular health programs and professional care from truly experienced professionals. Dr. Collins is a truly experienced professional. Back to you, Dr. Collins.
Well, thank you for that introduction. That's I wondered who you were going to talk about. For a minute. Oh my goodness! Should we talk about exercise?
I thought
exercise?
You were going to say you can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
Exactly. Well, now I'm about to launch into exercise. You know, I really think I might start calling it movement instead, for a couple of reasons. One, it doesn't sound so scary for a lot of people, but also because, you know, it's amazing that we have to do research sometimes for things that we know by common sense, but our new research is showing us that it's movement that we actually need. We need to stop sitting at a computer, sitting watching TV, sitting all the time, and just move more. It's a matter of parking out a little further from the grocery or, you know, the American Heart Association has a very interesting thing on its website. I invite everybody to go there. They show you, for example, if you go to the grocery store for a half an hour every other week, that within a certain number of months, you've actually run a marathon. So they'll show you how your regular movement can equate to what you would think of exercise. Because remember, it's just about circulation, keeping your circulation going, keeping your heart pumping. That's really what exercise is all about. Now, why is exercise so important for heart disease? First of all, it can lower your blood pressure. Very important. Secondly, it can actually lower your cholesterol. Forget the food. Even exercise itself alone can lower your cholesterol. It strengthens your heart, you know, which is a muscle. And whenever you do lose weight, if that's part of your program with your exercise, it decreases the strain on your heart when you have lost some weight. Right now, the recommendation is about 150 minutes a week. So you really have to think about that. You can spread that out any way you want. You can even make that, for example, 2.5 hours total for the whole week of taking a walk. You can do that at 15 minutes at a time. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do it all at once. Even just stretching for 10 minutes, by the way, a day, just 10 minutes, that counts as the same thing as walking along the whole length of a football field. So that's just by stretching. You're getting the same benefit as if you had walked the entire length of a football field. 30 minutes of tennis, for those of you that like tennis like I do, 30 minutes of tennis a week in the after a year goes by counts as running a 5K, which is really good news to me because I don't like to run at all. 20 minutes of vacuuming, for those of you that still do some housework, that is equivalent to doing a mile, an actual mile, just 20 minutes of vacuuming. So I really think it's important for us to start thinking of just moving, better circulation, strengthening your heart, and keeping your blood circulating around your body. It keeps your vessels in good shape. What a great way to lower your cholesterol. Do you think that if you just did the stretching that maybe we could get more people into exercise, into what we're calling exercise?
That sounds like a very good idea to me. It's a great place to start, stretching and walking.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to walk ball field length. The idea of it is overwhelming. I'm certainly not interested in running a 5K. I don't have the body type or the interest for that. But if you tell me that stretching 10 minutes a day, it gives me that same benefit, that I can do. I can do yoga, I can do stretching, especially if somebody has some joint issues or somebody has maybe even some respiratory issues. Stretching is the go-to for everybody, and we really do neglect our stretch. Even those individuals that I work with that are pretty athletic, they tell me, you know, they forget how important stretching is, and they forget to do it. Stretching itself is very important. That's why even chair yoga is a great option for many people. It's not about trying to be, you know, a very competent athlete or being so fit in such a way that now you've overcome every barrier that you have. It's just a matter of moving more. It's a matter of getting some movement into your day.
And I want to add that one of the most important things I can personally recommend to your good health is to listen to our show every day. And here in the wise words of Beverly Nadler, here is why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to the homepage of this radio show, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see my picture on the upper left, and right under that picture it says follow. Simply by clicking on follow, you will learn about every guest, every show, every topic. And folks, there are shows you absolutely don't want to miss. We have world-renowned psychic Peter Marks on our show on Friday, where you can call in and get a free on-air mini reading and to answer a question or address your concern. He's on with us once a month, just like Dr. Collins is on with us once a month, and you want to know when that is. It's not at the same day each month. So do become a follower of Joyce Barry and Friends.com. And those words were in the voice of Beverly Nadler, who is our health guru, with her segment every single Thursday, Here's to Your Health. And because this is Heart Month, her show on February 8th, in our archives, February 8th, How to Prevent or Heal from a Heart Attack or Stroke Naturally. So, yes, some of the things we might be covering today as well in Dr. Collins' take on that. But, of course, Beverly Nadler is going to have other things that you won't hear today, just like Dr. Collins is sharing things we didn't hear on that show. February 8th in our archives, How to Prevent or Heal from a Heart Attack or Stroke. Before we continue, Dr. Collins, I have to tell you that the board is lit up with many, many people who have called in. Let me just take a few callers for now. 379-561-379. What is your name and where are you calling from? 561-379. Do you not want to say anything? You want to be a silent listener? Okay, that does happen. People call in to listen, but I do give people the opportunity, even when they're not in the host queue. How about 561-302? Would you like to ask a question or share something? 561-302. I always take a chance when I do this because sometimes people do want to talk, but they don't know they should be in the host queue. Let's see. Well, let's not spend more time on that. Let's go back to you, Dr. Collins, since we were on a roll of people who didn't want to talk.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't mind silent listeners. You know, they want to listen. That's fine. Listening is a great skill. I want to talk a little bit about this other area that's actually even more exciting to me that has to do with heart disease, and it has to do with our social interaction. So I want to start out by saying I have been going to a new gym. So this kind of ties in exercise in a way. The gym I'm going to, I've noticed something there. Not only do they have every machine that you could possibly want, they have great trainers, they have really good classes that are even at a nice low, moderate level, which is what I like. I don't want to do too much heavy dancing, too much heavy weightlifting. I just want to move and have fun. But I've noticed a lot of social interaction there. There is every age. Not everyone there is an athlete, believe me. There are young people, middle-aged people, people up into, I am sure, because I've spoken with some of them, are in their 90s even. There are individuals there who are actually moving quite slowly, barely getting from one machine to the other or on the treadmill or on the bike, but they're doing it and they're smiling, they're having fun, they're talking. Even the staff that works at this gym stays right in the mix with everyone. The owner himself is there to greet everyone and say hello. That brings up what our new research is on heart disease. There is a very, very strong correlation between loneliness and isolation and an increased risk of heart attack and stroke. And the research shows the opposite. When individuals do have social affiliation, relationships, especially I'm going to talk a little bit about love since Valentine's Day is tomorrow, there's a lot of protection and a lot of prevention for heart disease. So, you know, this gym I'm talking about is called Rock Fitness. It's in West Palm Beach, Florida. They're on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. If anyone's interested to know about them, just let me know. But you need a gym like that. If you're going to exercise, you need need a place where it doesn't matter what your level of fitness is, and you also have really, really good social interaction there. Some of the studies are so exciting. I found a review done by Harvard, and these reviews, when you can find them, are the best because they'll summarize what are in multiple studies. So Harvard did a review of 23 studies. That means there were over 180,000 individuals on these studies, so that's a lot of people. They found that with loneliness or isolation, there is a 29% increased risk for heart attack. That's very, very big. And a 32% increased risk for stroke just because someone is in a state of loneliness or in isolation. So if you know anybody who isn't getting out, who isn't socializing, maybe there's been a recent death of their spouse or any other situation, maybe they've recently been laid off, a neighbor that you never even have met, you know, it's really important that we all reach out. And if you yourself are a lonely or an isolated person for whatever your life circumstance is, for your heart disease alone, to prevent that, you need to get out, get into a club, get to a gym like the one I'm mentioning, Rock Fitness, where everybody is so friendly. I mean, I go there sometimes just to talk to everybody and get the exercise in, of course. Very interesting research that's not really that new, but I notice it's been talked about a lot more, is that when you are in a state of love, when you've fallen in love or you're feeling love for someone else, and love, by the way, can be on every level, even friendship love, even just love meaning compassion. You have an increase in a hormone called oxytocin. And oxytocin is very heart preventive. It actually prevents the heart muscle itself from a number of assaults, basically from stress as an assault, from inflammation as an assault. Increased oxytocin increases that. Interestingly enough, giving gifts, you know, giving a gift of your time, giving a gift of encouragement, a gift of even just being with someone increases your oxytocin. So seeing as tomorrow is Valentine's Day and everybody knows somebody, I'm suggesting give a gift of yourself tomorrow for Valentine's and remember that it's not just such a good thing to do, that it's really heart protective. So before I bring up a certain author and a certain book, is there anything that you'd like to say about that, Joyce? Because I know that you're very, very into social interaction and also recognizing and encouraging one another. I know that about you.
Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to share that the show yesterday, interesting, you're talking about love and that component for good health. The show yesterday was called Love is the Answer, and we did it with Chap Oscar Smith. He's extraordinary. He's another one in the top five or six favorite guests that is a regular on our show. So Love is the Answer. And a quote from Dr. King Jr., hate cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So that is one of the benefits of love, but it permeates everywhere in your health, in your social interaction, and the expression of it. A gift isn't a gift until you give it away. So the love in your heart, you need to open your heart, and the more you give, like the law of attraction, it will come back to you. I just want to say it permeates everywhere.
I love that, and I love the title. That's a great title to encompass that. And I had seen a quote by Dr. King last weekend, exactly what you were saying. You really never want to meet violence or meet, you know, hate with hate itself. No, with retaliation. Instead, you meet it with something that's more loving and encouraging. And, you know, since we're talking today about heart disease, I really am amazed at how our research, because, well, you know, that's how we are in the Western world. We like to see the research behind what we're promoting. The research is actually showing that it can affect your heart. So we know that a person with a personality that's what they call hostile, that hostility actually increases the risk for heart attack especially quite a significant amount. And that indicates that we need to, when we do have true anger, even righteous anger, or in situations of contention, we need to express it, but not express it, of course, you know, in a hateful way. But you need to talk to somebody, write about it, do what you need to do, because a hostile personality is a person who keeps that in. It doesn't mean it's the person who's out there raging and yelling and having road rage. A hostile personality is someone who keeps their anger internalized, and it's very detrimental for their heart. It definitely significantly increases the risk of heart disease. So that's one area of the research that there's a big concentration on for heart disease. The other area is kind of the flip side, and that's individuals who are in loneliness. And I would suggest anybody who's interested in this topic starting with kind of an old classic book that I still have in my library, and I have it with me here today. It's by Dr. Dean Ornish. O-R-N-I-S-H. He's a physician. And back in 1997, can you imagine, the copyright on this book is 1998, he wrote a book called Love and Survival. And the subtitle is The Scientific Basis for the Healing Power of Intimacy. And just to give a really short paraphrase story, he was doing his research trying to find a way to help individuals who needed bypass surgery. And if anyone is familiar with that, that's where the actual vessels leading to the heart have become clogged, and you need to bypass those vessels in order to get oxygenated blood directly to the heart. It's a very serious, very difficult surgery. Many of our listeners probably have had that surgery. So he was trying to help individuals find a way not to need the surgery. And amazingly, his diet, which is a very, very low-fat diet, I did it myself. It's not easy, but it's definitely doable, has been shown to reverse heart disease. But in his research, he also found information that I'm not sure he was ready for at the time, and that is that your social interaction or your relationships have a lot to do with reversing heart disease. So that's why he titled his book, Love and Survival, The Power of Intimacy, and also The Scientific Basis. So as he was saying, and I'm just paraphrasing a quote right now, there are a number of biological mechanisms by which a lack of love and an excess of hostility can lead to disease and even premature death from heart disease. So he definitely brought to the scientific world and the medical world's attention how important relationships and especially reducing the amount of loneliness was. He wrote another book called The Broken Heart, which is also very important to read. And he talks a lot about how our science is showing that even just having compassion for something you read about or something you see on the news, that even that is helping you to allow yourself to feel those feelings of compassion. So I wonder how much of that is going on. I want to let people know also, Joyce, even though I'm sure you want to make a comment at this point, I want to make sure I tell everyone how to get in touch with Dr. Ornish's clinics, because he has two in Florida. So I wanted to tell them about how to get in touch with them.
By all means, go ahead and do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. So his clinics are called the Dean Ornish Lifestyle Medicine, and he has one in Seminole County and one in Sarasota. So the best way to get in touch with either of those clinics is to call this general number. It's 877-888-3091. I'll repeat that, 877-888-3091, and they work on exercise, nutrition, stress management, and social support in reversing heart disease. So I was really excited to see that, you know, since 1998, that he actually has some clinics where individuals can go and receive this help from him.
And where is he based in Florida?
So Seminole is one, and the other city is Sarasota.
Gotcha. Very, very good resource for sure, and as his books are as well. I'll have to check out his website. I want to take a moment, Dr. Collins. I have an interesting heart health trivia quiz that I would like to question you on, not to see what you know or what you don't know, but it just represents the masses for all of us to ask what we know and what we don't know. So let's see how you all do. You can answer the questions yourself. It's about eight of them. How many times per day does your heart beat?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Am I allowed to use a
Start
calculator?
Start counting.
Because it should be about 70 beats per minute. So, let's see. If I'm doing any of the math right, and I did cheat everyone, I used a calculator, but I might be completely wrong. 100,000, 100,800 is what I got. Am I close?
I heard the first answer, Dr. Collins. 100,000 is correct. Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you. You got too technical there. Whose hearts beat faster, men or women's?
I would say men.
Women's hearts beat faster than men's. Don't ask me why. It's just a quiz that I got. I have no idea why. So that might be something you'll look into more. That's interesting.
I sure will.
How many minutes per day of physical activity do health experts recommend to reduce the risk of heart disease?
Well, I know it's 150 a week. So if we did that on a per day basis, they'd probably say 25 to 30.
30 is correct, Dr. Collins. Good for you. Okay, next, on which day of the week is the risk of heart attack the highest?
Oh, Sunday.
According to German researchers, more people have heart attacks on Monday than on any other day of the week. Why did you say Sunday?
Well, you know, I was saying Sunday night because I've read before the workday Monday is where you see the most heart attacks. But maybe it's early morning Monday because, you know, 3 a.m. rather is also the time, I think. But because people are dreading the work week. Isn't that terrible?
Yes. Yes, so you were on the right track because when you're saying late Sunday, you know, it's 12:01, it's Monday already at that point.
Right.
And the final question, how many chambers does your heart have?
Well, there are four chambers to the heart. I know that, two atria and two ventricles.
And you are correct. You even answered the bonus question, which was to name them. So you already did that. You had that correct, left and right on both. So that was correct. How much does your heart weigh?
Oh, my goodness. I should know that. 2 pounds, maybe?
Your heart weighs 10 ounces.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're thinking 2 pounds from the people like us that it weighs much more with all the love we have in it. And the
Maybe.
Last one, on which side of your breastbone is your heart located?
It's on your left side.
And that is correct. So you did really, really well. Let's see, 1, 2, you only had 3 wrong, but you got the bonus question right. That counts for something.
Well,
so
you know
very,
what?
Very,
sorry, I have to say, I have intellectual humility. I don't know everything, and I definitely don't think I could win a Jeopardy contest on heart disease, but, you know, and we're all in that same boat. There's so many tidbits of information that we could know or not know, and I love that quiz, though. Where did you find that? That's a great quiz for this month.
I got it online, but I didn't have the source. Now I'm very careful to always put the source down on everything. You could Google heart health trivia. I'm sure you'll find it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'm glad that we have a whole month dedicated to the heart. I think, you know, awareness especially is what we're all need more awareness. And so to devote a 1 month to it brings awareness. There are a lot of walks that the American Heart Association promotes, and there are a lot of events. I know I've given talks before down in West Palm Beach at the convention center. So, you know, the month is not over. So I hope and everybody will take a look in the paper, take a look online, and see what else is available so that you can get up to speed, you know, on all the information, knowing about how to prevent heart disease. It's never too late either. You can recuperate well even after a heart attack. I know you had that show already. So, you know, it's important to know that you can help yourself at any point in your lifespan when it comes to heart disease.
Yeah, folks, do check that out. It was just Monday's show, last Monday, Feb 12, Love is the Answer. It was very inclusive as well, but you can never have enough material on heart to give out enough, because just one thing could save someone's life. One thing can make a difference in someone's life. Speaking of making a difference, why don't you talk a little about where you work and your clientele and how people can reach you?
Okay. Well, the CSO part that you mentioned about my credentials is referring to the fact that I work in oncology during the day on weekdays at South Florida Radiation Oncology. And I want to make a point of saying that even though those individuals are focused, of course, on their cancer diagnosis, they still often have some sort of a diagnosis that has to do with heart disease. It could just be high blood pressure. So that doesn't go away. So many of you listening might have what we call comorbidities, or have more than one thing you're facing. You could have diabetes, which also predisposes you to heart disease as well. So, and women with breast cancer have a higher incidence of heart disease. So it's really important to know that, unfortunately, having one diagnosis or one illness does not preclude another. So everybody needs to be focused as well on heart disease. And then I also work privately with clients, and this is where I see more individuals who are dealing singularly with either diabetes or heart disease in my studio, which is in West Palm Beach, and it's at the Rock Fitness Gym that I mentioned. So I have a website for my private practice, which is www.creationbalance, all run together as one word, creationbalance.com. And if anyone wanted to reach me for private consultation, the number is 561-376-0084. So, and I work with individuals in evenings and also on the weekends. So, and what I try to do is look at everything, not just diet, although I am a registered dietitian, but we also look at stress management, because now we understand how important managing the stress in our lives really is for all of our health, but especially for heart disease. And I do a little bit of encouragement and motivational help with exercise. I'm not a trainer, an exercise trainer, but I like to get people started, to get them going, you know, find something that they actually enjoy if it's possible. So
I'm going to have to call on you, Dr. Collins, to get me going, that's for sure. So as we're starting to wind down here, is there anything else you want to share on the topic? And then what message do you want to leave our audience with?
I think that I feel most compelled to talk about addressing your loneliness. I think that there's a lot of hidden loneliness out there. You know, you can be in a room full of people and lonely, that old saying. I think many people are even in relationships, in families even, but they still are experiencing a sense of loneliness and a sense of isolation from the world or from others. Don't just sit on that. Don't accept that. Even if you do have a diagnosis of depression, for example, really address your sense of loneliness, because it's having a physiological effect on you and on your cardiovascular system. So and in your neighborhoods, at work, you know, reach out to people that you see who are maybe more quiet or more reserved, and that you might at least suspect that they're lonely. I think it's very important. If you can find a group of people to be involved with, whether it's a church or a temple or maybe it's a hobby that you have, being involved in groups is very, very important. I really want to stress that today when we're looking at heart disease.
And what is the best way to email you? I know you have a few email addresses. What email would you like to use for people that want to connect with you that way?
The best email, and I watch my email all day, is creationbalance, CreationBalance, at yahoo.com. So that way you'll reach me no matter what time of day it is or where I am. I'm always watching that email.
And, folks, when you're listening to this show, you listen to our show with Beverly, Dr. Collins today, health guru Beverly Nadler on Thursday. The question is, when are you going to get to apply that which you've learned in our shows? if you're one of the people who are going to say someday, as a coach, I do hear that a lot. I believe in it. I have to get to it. I will someday. I'll check it out someday. I'll get to their website someday. For those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? If not right now. Yes, that is the question. If not now, when? Do ask yourself that question. I'd love to know if you find someday in any of your calendars. I looked in all of mine, and I can't find it anywhere. So if you get that it doesn't exist, then the next thing, the important thing is, if not now, when will you adhere to this extraordinary life?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when?
Dr. Collins, thank you. Thank you for another extraordinary show. Folks, if you want to hear Dr. Collins' other shows, she's our special guest once a month. That's an invitation I only have extended to three guests that have a show once a month. So in our website, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, on the upper right in the search bar, put in Cynthia Collins or Cindy Collins, and all her shows and dates will come up. And you can go to the archives with the dates. I've never removed a show in our 8 years of Joyce Barry and Friends. So every show will be there. You simply click on it when you find it in the archives, and you will hear that show. All shows are extraordinary. That is a promise. And my closing to all of you, my closing message is really know someday doesn't exist. And if not now, when? All you have is right now. So you want to get on it for your health, for the sake of your health and well-being and longevity. You want to do that. And folks, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. We want to make you happy today and every day. So on that note, we're going to leave you with the Joyce Barry MASH, the song you can sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I didn't know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.